The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops has a new leader. Today, the bishops chose Cardinal Francis George of Chicago as their president. After the sex abuse scandal broke 5 years ago, Cardinal George led the push for a zero-tolerance policy against abusive priests. But one high-profile case raises questions about how well the Chicago Archdiocese has done. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
5 years ago, Cardinal George urged his fellow bishops to repent and scrub the church clean of scandal. His policies for Chicago became the model for reform nationwide. George himself traveled to Rome to persuade the Vatican to accept them. Jimmy Legault, the chancellor of the archdiocese, says those policies are simple. When a minor reports abuse, the church tells the police and yanks the priest from his job.
We don't wait for the review board, we don't wait for anybody. When that allegation comes in, the interim action is taken to ask the priest to step aside while we do an investigation.
That's the theory. But in the case of Father Daniel McCormick, those policies failed. St. Agatha's Parish lies in a poor section of Chicago. For the children here, the church and its school are a refuge from the dangerous streets. It was here that Daniel McCormick lived and worked. He was a young, dynamic priest who asked to serve in this poor community, teaching algebra and coaching basketball.
I didn't really care for that priest.
This mother, who asked that we not use her name, sent her son to the parish school in the fall of 2003. She quickly noticed a bond between her 8-year-old and the priest. The family later moved away for a year and returned to Chicago in the summer of 2005. The mother says as they discussed where to send their children to school, her son grew agitated.
And he came to Rome. He was crying and shaking. He said, "Mom," I said, "what's wrong?" He just kept crying. He said, "something bad happened. That priest, Father Dan, he molested me."
The boy told her that at least twice in December 2003, McCormick cornered him, put his hands down the boy's pants, and fondled him. When she heard this, the mother called Leah McCluskey, the official in the archdiocese in charge of abuse investigations. She still has the phone records.
I have her number on here, too. I spoke with her. I talked to her 22 minutes.
She says McCluskey promised to investigate. Under the zero-tolerance policies that Cardinal George himself promoted, the archdiocese was required at this point to call the police. According to an outside investigation commissioned later by the archdiocese, they did not. The mother also told the school principal, who failed to call the police. So she filed a complaint herself. The police arrested Father McCormick, but released him for lack of evidence. That was August 30th, 2005. A few weeks later, the mother checked back with the investigator at the archdiocese.
She said, "we're on that now. We took him out of church. And I have friends that are Catholic that have been attending that church. They say, well, Father Dan gave a great service. He's not going anywhere." And I was like, "what?"
McCluskey could not be reached for comment. Instead of removing McCormick, the archdiocese told him to stay away from children. Unfortunately, no one told Barbara Westrick.
The first thing they should have done was informed me, as the principal of the school, that he shouldn't be teaching, that he shouldn't be coaching basketball, and that he shouldn't be with kids. None of that was told to me. None, ever.
According to that outside investigation, church officials told McCormick's fellow priests to monitor McCormick, that is, to keep him from bringing boys into the rectory. But McCormick continued to teach, coach basketball, and even take children out of state on shopping trips. Cardinal George declined to be interviewed. Chancellor Jimmy Legault won't discuss the case, except to say this.
Bits and pieces of information that a lot of people had at the time didn't get put together, and a lot of really good people who are committed to the safety of kids didn't come to this smack bang hit between the eyeballs conclusion that he needed to be removed. So I think that's about all I can say at the moment.
Let's look at those bits and pieces of information uncovered by the outside investigator hired by the church. 1992. Two men and one minor accuse McCormick of sexually abusing them while he was in seminary. A letter is put in McCormick's file. That letter has disappeared. 1999. A nun at the school where McCormick taught tells the archdiocese that McCormick allegedly abused a fourth-grade boy. She later writes a letter and delivers it to the archdiocese. Church officials say they never received it. September 2003. A woman calls the archdiocese and reports that her grandson was molested by McCormick. She left her phone number, but not her name. At no time did the archdiocese call the police. The outside investigator concluded that violated state criminal law. Plaintiff's attorney Mark Perlman says the church had a clear duty.
You call the police and you get rid of them. They've done just the opposite. They've covered it up and they've kept them within the ranks.
After Father McCormick was arrested in August 2005, the Archdiocese's Independent Review Board got involved. That's a group of laymen and clergy who look into these cases. Several sources confirm that the review board sent a letter to Cardinal George in October 2005. It told him to remove McCormick from ministry. Jimmy Legault says it was not clear-cut.
There was never a formal recommendation from the review board. We were still trying to get this case in-house.
Mark Perlman says it may not have been a formal recommendation, but it could not have been clearer.
We have evidence that the Cardinal got a recommendation to remove McCormick and did not do so. I mean, he ultimately did, but I just don't know as we sit here today how many kids were abused between the fall of 2005 and January of 2006 when he was finally removed.
There's at least one, a 10-year-old boy who began spending time with Father McCormick in the fall of 2005.
You know, I felt I don't have to worry because he's down here at the church, and I know by him being at the church, he's all right.
His mother, who also asked that her name not be used, says around Christmas time that year, McCormick molested her son. The boy stayed silent, but a few weeks later, a third boy came forward.
My assistant principal called me and said, "We've got a problem."
Principal Barbara Westrick immediately called the parents, the police, and the archdiocese. McCormick was arrested January 20th. In March 2006, only after McCormick's arrest and 14 years after the first complaint, Cardinal George publicly apologized.
And I should have found at least some fashion in the canons to remove provisionally Father McCormick. I take responsibility for not doing that, and I'm saddened by my own failure, very much so.
Still, no top official in the archdiocese has faced any sanctions, and the mother of the second victim wonders why not.
If Cardinal George would have done the right thing, these other boys would not have been molested. It's just like he just opened the door for Father Dan to take advantage of other black children.
Daniel McCormick eventually pleaded guilty to abusing five boys. He's serving a 5-year sentence in prison. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.